This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Millions of college kids have traveled home for Thanksgiving this weekend, but before they left school, there were midterms to take and papers to write. Some students pulled all-nighters, studying the texts, reviewing notes, searching for primary and secondary sources, and churning out pages. Others put Google on overdrive, cutting, pasting, and stitching together a patchwork of other people's ideas. For still others, online plagiarism was simply too laborious, so they pulled out their credit cards and bought their term papers from people like our guest. Writer Nick Mamatis spent several years doing other people's assignments for them, an experience he wrote about last month for the Drexel University online magazine, The Smart Set. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Okay, let's start with some terminology. You refer in your piece to, quote, model term papers, as if anyone actually used your work simply as a template or a how-to. Do you know of any instance in which your work wasn't handed in under your customer's name?
Oh, sure. For a lot of these clients, handing in something that isn't any good would be so obviously not their own work that they do try to rewrite it.
They take what you've sent and worsen it.
That's right. They put in their own words, their own horrible, horrible words.
All right. Now, I'm wondering about the mechanics of the business. You're willing to sell yourself for money. How do you get your clients?
Well, I worked through brokers. I was a freelancer, and these brokers would handle most of the dealing with the clients because the clients are sort of they're so dumb that most of them don't even understand their assignments. So the broker is there to talk with them over the phone for sometimes hours trying to get what the actual assignment is. The brokers take the financial risk of using like the credit card and deal with the customer service and whatnot. So they collect 2/3 of the money or so from that.
Got it. Now, you wrote that the clientele fell into 3 main categories. Can you give me the thumbnails?
Sure. Well, the first category, as we've already hinted at, was the dumb client. And one of my brokers would even have dumb client in the email describing that, so I would know not to make the paper too good. The second are sort of the one-timers, people who have one bad class or who got sick and out of an act of desperation, you know, buy a single paper. And the third were people who just weren't very good with English, and they had advanced degrees in their home countries, but they didn't qualify here, so they had to go to school again. And for the most part, they would just write their own papers, and we would rewrite those in proper English.
The biggest part of the business was the so-called dumb clients?
Oh, yes, definitely more than half.
And how did your customers do? Did you find out what grades you got for them?
Oh, sure. Both when they were thrilled, they'd, you know, say, oh, we want you to do the second paper because the first one went so great first. And, of course, when they failed miserably, you know, we also heard about that a lot, too.
You mean you got paid to write papers and the people flunked?
Oh, sure. They flunked for several reasons. People hand them in, and obviously they don't even realize that it's obviously not their work.
Let me just quote from you here. Quote, writing model term papers is above board and perfectly legal. Thanks to the First Amendment, it's protected speech, right up there with neo-Nazi rallies, tobacco company press releases, and those 9/11 was an inside job bumper stickers. So, I don't want to be putting words in your mouth, but I think what you're saying is legal but repulsive, sleazy,
oh, sure,
unethical, morally disgraceful. Am I leaving anything out?
No, that pretty much sums it up, yeah.
So, Nick, how do you rationalize your behavior? I mean, it sounds kind of whorish to me.
Well, again, I also think that prostitution should be legal. I've written several term papers about that over the years. As far as my own working term papers, basically, I felt my other writing was more important. You know, everyone makes these decisions. What about people who work in munitions factories or who work for defense contractors? So we all make these decisions. It's just a cost-benefit analysis. In the end, I thought I benefited from writing these papers because it allowed me to work at home and write novels and short stories and articles. And the people who were buying the papers, well, that was their decision. They could take that as a model paper, and many of them did. They could hand it in and roll the dice because I was always happy, always thrilled, actually, to hand in a paper to a professor if the client, you know, was trying to pull one over on me or was even nasty to me sometimes. I just sort of like secretly fax it.
Wait. What did you do? You submarined your own client for cheating?
Sometimes, yes, if they were nasty to me. You have to sign a document saying, I will use this paper only for research purposes, et cetera, when you buy one of these papers. So if they broke that rule, all I'm doing by sending the professor the same papers is giving him a heads up.
Wow. Now you're scaring me. I hear your rationalization. Of course, mind you, I don't buy it. But now that this is all behind you, is there nothing about your personal conduct that torments you as an enabler for cheaters?
No, because I think a lot of those cheaters ended up getting their own in the end. You know, they ended up, karma tends to work out in my favor, or in the favor of people who don't cheat.
I don't predict the future much, but I'm going to predict it this time. We're going to run this conversation, and the online comments will go as follows. 90% are going to say, what's the matter with this guy? I felt dirty just listening to him trying to rationalize his own unsavory behavior. Is there anything you want to say to those people kind of in advance, maybe to preemptively address their concerns?
After the essay came out in the smartset.com last month, I got a lot of email from people. And some of them were professors saying, how can I, you know, see if I have cheating students? I said, well, quiz them on their papers afterward. Just, you know, talk to them informally about the content of their papers. And I got about a dozen or so emails from people, some of them who have PhDs, some of them who were graduate students, and some of them who were just independent writers or whatnot, saying, can you introduce me to your old broker?
Oh, my God. Oh, Nick, thank you very much for coming onto the show and taking this drubbing.
No problem.
Nick Mamatis is the author of two novels, his piece, The Term Paper Artist, about his experience as a paper writer for hire, appeared last month in The Smart Set, a journal published online by Drexel University.